Who can you help today? Welcome to Rise Up. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. Our gospel passage today is Luke chapter 16, 19 through 31. Many of you know that I live with my good friend, Father John Hollowell. We are blessed to be priests in Salem. The other day, he just came up to me and said, "Hey, do you mind if I take some of that sausage that someone gave you for Christmas and give it to a poor person?" I was like, "What?" And he says, "Yeah." He says, "The other day, you and I went to that Mexican restaurant, and I thought that I saw a tent over by the woods, and I went and checked, and there's some people that are living in that tent in the middle of winter." And he said, "I just feel very called today to give him a bunch of food and a bunch of clothes. So I'm going through and taking food and giving it to him and dropping off some of clothes that I have that I don't need." Our gospel passage today is about a man who continually walked by people that were poor and that were hungry. And I'm just going to tell you, like, people are poor and people end up in poverty and in situations of neediness. Like, that's not ours to judge. Maybe they're bad with fiscal management. Maybe they've made poor life decisions. That's not mine to judge. Jesus doesn't say, you know, feed the hungry who are, you know, hungry because of a natural disaster. Take care of the thirsty who deserve to. No, he just says, feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, clothe the naked. A lot of us, not all of us, believe me, because I help. Yeah, there's people that don't have food. And please, don't give your food away and your clothes away if you are struggling. But I just want to say, like, a lot of us are in situations where we have a surplus. So today, I just want you to go through your closets and just do a purge. If you are a person who works in a city and you drive by people all the day, you see people, like, talk to them. Give them something. Be generous. Father Hollowell challenges me all the time to be a saint. And I want to challenge all of you. Do something. Stop walking by the invitations that God gives us every day.